You are listening to Prepare the Way of the Lord, an Advent devotional. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
St. Paul writes, "And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as what is really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. For you, brothers, became imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea, for you suffered the same things from your own countrymen as they did from the Jews, who killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets and drove us out and displease God and oppose all mankind by hindering us from speaking to the Gentiles that they might be saved, so as always to fill up the measure of their sins. But wrath has come upon them at last. But since we were torn away from you, brothers, for a short time, in person, not in heart, we endeavored the more eagerly and with great desire to see you face to face, because we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, again and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope or joy or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at his coming? Is it not you? For you are our glory and joy." Here ends the reading. A retired pastor once told me that as he was now toward the end of his ministry, he'd taken to recycling sermons because, "Hey," he asked, "how many times can a pastor preach a different sermon on the same Sunday lessons?" Well, I find the Word of God comes to us fresh day after day, year after year, with no need for recycling sermons or using sermons from the past again. And we hear it differently as our life situation changes. While the words of St. Paul to the church in Thessalonica above are full of meaning, we can't help but hear verses 17 to 20 without considering our current situation in life. Paul was torn away from his fellow believers, albeit for a short time, in person, he says, but not in heart, causing him to more eagerly yearn to see them face to face. But Satan hindered them. Does that not sound like our current reality as Satan, through this COVID-19 pandemic, has torn us away from each other in so many ways? We remain connected in heart, but we have been forced to be socially distanced from one another in unnatural ways, contrary to how God has created us to be in relationship with one another, even as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are a community of persons. God did not create us to live solitary lives apart from others, but he intends that we be interrelated and interconnected as the body of Christ, different parts, yet all intimately joined in a holy communion. And yet we were torn away from one another. Grandparents from their grandchildren, adult children from their parents in nursing homes, congregations dispersed and scattered, connected only by cell phone or internet. With Paul, this distance has caused us to even more eagerly desire to see each other face to face. Paul writes, "For what is our hope or joy or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at his coming? Is it not you? For you are our glory and joy." Let us love and cherish one another as our glory and joy as we await the coming of our Lord Jesus this Christmas. Let's pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come. deliver us from pandemic, separation, and Satan. Amen. Here's a suggested Advent action. Call or speak to one person each day during Advent as God brings them to your mind.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.